Hi, I'm Anna, and the mother of two wonderful children. Well, I call them children, although they aren't really kids anymore. They're teenagers, almost young adults. Barry is my son, and he's the oldest, big and strong and handsome. And Denise is my beautiful daughter, fair of face and figure. We live on a farm in a very remote area, and now that my husband has left us, I'm the one that has to do everything around here. Maybe it's because of the remoteness and the kids having no close friends that they spend a lot of time together. I don't know, but that's where my problem started. On our farm, we have a small lake stocked with fish that Barry and Denise often catch for our dinner, and we also swim there on hot summer days. Well, one day, while I was slaving over a hot stove, Barry and Denise took off to go swimming at the lake, leaving me there in the hot kitchen all by myself. So I thought, what the hell? I'm going for a swim too, and I'll take them some lunch while I'm at it, and we'll all have a nice picnic. So I packed up a lunch, grabbed my bathing suit, and headed for the lake, which was just over the hill. The kids didn't see me as I approached. Barry was coming up out of the water, and he was as naked as the day he was born. I mean, like, totally nude. I hadn't seen him naked since he was about 6 or 7. And boy, had he grown. He had a big cock and a fine set of balls to match. And I watched him as he ran over to Denise, where she was laying on some beach towels they had spread out. And, oh, fuck! She was totally naked, too. I panicked. What the fuck is going on around here? I wondered. Then they saw me, and they both sat up and said, "You going for a swim, too, Mom?" "Yes, and I brought you both some lunch as well." They didn't seem to care that they were both nude and that I had caught them naked. I looked at Denise. She was getting some nice tits and some fine pubic hair around her vagina. Definitely growing up. I said, "Why are you both naked? Where are your swimsuits?" And Denise said, "We don't need them around here. It's only me and Barry that swim here, and we have nothing to be ashamed of. I've seen his dick many, many times, and he's seen my tits and my snatch lots of times too. So what's to hide? Besides, it's better to go swimming naked and get a suntan all over without bathing suit lines." I didn't say much, and we all ate the picnic lunch, and they both laughed at me when they went back into the water naked and I wore my bathing suit. They called me a prude, but we all had fun, and then we went home. The next day, they went swimming again, and I noticed, once again, no swim gear went with them. I decided I needed a long talk with my daughter, as she was growing into quite a young lady. So that night, when we were alone, I reminded her that she was getting tits, and she was not a silly young girl anymore. She was a young lady, and being naked around boys was not okay, even if it was just her brother. "Oh, Mom," she said, "it's only Barry, and he hardly looks anymore." "What do you mean he hardly looks anymore?"
"Well, he used to always want to look at me and touch me, touch my new boobs and between my legs, but he doesn't do that so much now. He even stopped getting hard-ons."
"What? He gets hard? You mean his dick gets hard? Have you seen him hard?" I was in shock.
"Yep, sometimes," my daughter said. "He's pretty hard not to see it. It's pretty big."
"I know it's big," I said. But I'd never seen it fully erect, at least not yet. But that was going to change, though I didn't know it at the time. So I asked my daughter, "What happens when he gets hard?" Denise kept coming up with the shocks.
"Well, either me or him jacks it off."
I looked at my daughter and said, "That's incest." And my daughter said,
"Is it really? I thought incest was only for fucking."
Nope, I told her. Incest is sex with kinfolk. Any kind of sex.
Oh, shit, my daughter said. So sucking a cock is also incest?
Well, I nearly fell out of my chair, let me tell you. I needed to talk to both of them. It was no good talking to just one. So I told my daughter we'd finish this tomorrow when Barry was here as well. That night I was having nightmares. I kept dreaming about Barry's big cock. In my dreams, I was imagining Denise sucking him off. Then my dream would change, and I was Denise, and it was me sucking his prick. Most of the night, I was having dreams about cock and mouth and cunts and tits and spunk. Spunk everywhere. When I woke up, I had my pillow between my thighs that was soaked with my cunt juice. I guess I'd been pillow fucking while I was dreaming. So later that day, after dinner, I sat down with my son and daughter and gave them a heart-to-heart talk. I said, I want to tell you both about incest. And boy, did their ears prick up. As I started to tell them it was wrong, I kept thinking about my dream and my cunt got wet. Barry said,
we only have oral sex. Denise sucks my cock and I eat her cunt. Is that not allowed, Mom?
Then Denise said, it's fun, Mom. Didn't you and Dad fucking suck?
Of course we did, I said, but we weren't related. Besides, we were married, husband and wife, and we're allowed to do that kind of stuff.
But Mom, Barry said, we get so fucking horny. We need a release.
Then Denise said, don't you ever get horny, Mom?
Yes, I said. Of course I get horny. So Barry asked, what do you do when you're horny, Mom? I said, I use a sex toy. But this isn't about me. It's about you two kids. Then Denise said,
can we get sex toys too? I like a big cock, like Barry's dick, and I bet he has one of them flashlight cunt toys.
I wanted to say, it's a fleshlight, not a flashlight. But I held my tongue. That's all they needed, their mommy encouraging them. I looked at Barry, and he had a tint in his pants, so I asked him, have you got a boner? What caused that?
You did, Barry said. Talking about sex always makes me horny. Besides, you're a good-looking woman, even if you are my mom.
And Denise says, this always happens. He's always getting boners. I don't know why, but I said to my son, show me, Barry. Show me your boner. Barry was not shy, and he had his prick out in a second. Fuck, it really is big. It was so fucking hard, and it seemed to glow. My son said,
it gets painful if I don't come.
I didn't want to, but I couldn't help myself. I reached out and took his prick in my hand. Fuck, it felt hot.
Oh, Mom, he said, please jack it off. Make me come so it don't hurt.
Well, like any good mother, I didn't want my son to suffer, so I started to jack him off. His teenage cock felt so good in my hand. The head of his prick was covered in pre-cum, and my daughter said,
that's yummy stuff, Mom. You should taste it like I do when I suck him off.
I knew I shouldn't, but I couldn't help myself. So I licked the head of his cock and sucked it into my mouth. Oh, it did taste good. Kind of sweet. Then my son put his hands on my head to hold my head still as he fucked my mouth. God, where had he learned that? Must have come by that naturally, as his father used to always hold my head, too, as he fucked my mouth. Oh, you taste so good, son. So sweet. I love licking your big prick, Barry. It's so big and hard for your mommy. Oh, Barry. you like it when I lick your shaft?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You're dripping with pre-cum, Barry.
I can hardly keep up. So much.
By this time, Barry was ramming his big prick deep into my throat, and I was gagging and spluttering and gasping for air, and I was loving it. I was caressing his balls with one hand and rubbing my cunt with the other. Mom, Barry said, I'm going to come in your cocksucking mouth, Mom. I couldn't say anything because my mouth was full of cock. But as he flooded my throat with his spunk, my cunt was also coming, and I sucked every drop of jizz from his balls. I'd never been called a cocksucker before, but I guess that name suits me now. And Denise said, "Wow, Mom, you look great with Barry's cock making your throat bulge, and you even finger-fucked yourself. That's what I do, too, when he fucks my face." "Is her mom and the only adult in the group," I said. "Well, these things need to stop, and the dirty language also needs to stop." I was still choking on Barry's jizz. Helping Barry with his penis was the only way to stop any pain. It wasn't really sex. And I wasn't really sucking his cock. It was more like giving him a special mommy aspirin. But for you two, it's no more sex. I couldn't believe they bought that, but only time would tell. And later that night, I was asleep and I was dreaming. I was dreaming of Barry's cock, and not just sucking it, but having it deep in my cunt. And I was not only dreaming about my son, I was also dreaming about my daughter. She was sitting on my face, and I was eating her sweet snatch. And when Barry started fucking me doggy style, Denise was on her back, and I was licking her cunt and finger fucking her gash. The next thing I knew, somebody was yelling, "Mom! Mom! Wake up!" And I woke up. My son and daughter were standing beside my bed. And there, they said I was dreaming. And I was yelling out, and I woke them up, so they came to my room to make sure I was okay. I realized I was naked, and my pillow was getting fucked by me again. Barry was looking at my naked tits and cunk, and he was hard again, his dick standing at full attention. My daughter said, "Looks like another job for you, Mom." This was my moment of truth. Do I stop everything, or do I go all the way with my son and daughter? Fuck, that was an easy choice. I had a wet cunt, and I was horny, and I had a really big cock staring me in the face, wanting me. So I said, "Get naked, kids. Mommy wants to play." Then I had one kid on either side of me, and they had a tit pinching and sucking my nipples, which sent a tingle straight into my fucking cunt. Yeah, I had Barry's prick in one hand and my other hand finger fucking my daughter's wet cunt hole, and they were sucking on my nipples and licking them. Oh, yeah, Barry was kissing me and asked, "Can I eat your cunt? Or, sorry, Mom, can I eat your vagina?" Oh, forget what I said. I want you to eat my cunt, and you both can say whatever you like. And before I could say lickety-split, his face was between my thighs, and he was licking me from my ass to my clit and dipping his tongue into my fuck shoot. Denise told him to suck my clit, and then she was finger-fucking my cunt hole with three fingers. I was so ready to come. Yes, yes, I cried. Mommy's cunt is coming. Suck my cunt. Fuck me. Treat me like a fucking slut. And my cunt fucking came. And cunt juice coated my daughter's hand. And Barry looked at my cunt cream. Barry said, "Can I fuck you, Mom? Please, Mom? I've got this raging boner." "Of course," I said. "No. Only joking, only joking." Of course I said, "Yes, please, do your mother's cunt. Stick your big, fat, teenage cock inside your mommy's fuckhole." And he got between my open legs, and Denise took hold of his cock and guided it into my soaking wet cunt. That big cock was balls deep in one thrust, and his nutsack was rubbing on my taint. I love balls rubbing and slapping on my tender taint. His cock felt terrific inside me, and his balls felt great slapping my ass. Like in my dream, I had my daughter sit her sweet cunt, her wet sweet cunt, on my face, and I was tongue-fucking her gash. With my son's hard meat plowing my twat and my daughter's cunt fucking on my mouth, I was ready to come again. Fuck, this was a big cum. My cunt was squirting cum all over the place, all over my son's balls that was moaning, which my daughter said was making her cunt cum as well. Barry said, "I'm coming, Mom. Coming in your fucking dirty cunt." And I felt his balls tighten and his spunk fill my fuck box. Then the softening cock slipped out from my snatch and his cum trickled down to my asshole, and Denise was quickly between my legs, lapping at my cunt and cleaning up her brother's spunk. My, that girl sure does have a sweet tooth, or sure I say a spunk tooth. I saw Barry watching his sister eat their mother's cunt, and his cock started growing again to get all big and fat and hard. And Denise was in the perfect doggy position eating her mom's cunt. So Barry got behind his sister and slid his hard prick into her cunt, making her moan. And that moan felt great in my clit, too. As Barry pounded his sister's cunt with his meat, her face was pushed wet against my wet gash. I was going to fucking come again. And as Denise was eating her mother's cunt, she turned her head away for a moment and said between licks, she told Barry to come in her cunt. "Yes," she said. "Splatter my cunt with your baby batter." And he rolled her under her back and pushed her knees up to her tits. She was wide open, and I could see his pricks splitting her cunt lips. And I thought to myself, boy, that's what I want next time. Fuck my cunt hard, Barry. You know how much I love her fucking. Oh, you're driving your fucking hard fuck stick deep into my cunt. I just heard my daughter tell my son to fuck her how she likes it rough. So maybe they know more about incest fucking than they pretended, the little fakers. He was really driving his cock hard into her cunt when they both said, "Fuck yeah, I'm coming. My cunt is coming on your fucking hard cock." And he said, "I'm there also. I'm flooding your gash with my cum." My daughter had cleaned my cunt after my son filled it with cum, so I decided to return the favor and went down on my daughter and tongue-fucked her and licked her cunt clean. She told me she loved a hot mouth on her cunt, so I made sure her gash was sparkling clean, and I added a few fingers, and she came against my face. Yeah. As we lay there resting and getting ready for more incest fucking, I thought how silly I was to want to stop my children from enjoying themselves. I was happy, and my cunt was more than satisfied, more satisfied than it had been in years. And my son liked having his cock sucked, and fucking mine and Denise's cunt, and watching my daughter get fucked. Well, she's like me, a hard cock and a willing tongue. She also has a happy cunt. We were one nice, big, satisfied family.